Joni Balter is the host of Civic Cocktail on the Seattle Channel. She writes for Bloomberg View. Eli Sanders, associate editor at The Stranger. Knute Berger is the Mossback columnist at Crosscut.com. He's also author of a number of books, including Pugetopolis. President Obama proposed carbon pollution limits. He said it's a policy priority he hopes will help shape his legacy. Immediately, he heard retorts from his opponents in Congress and elsewhere that said he was doing something that was going to be a job killer, even though he responded to the Chamber of Commerce and other people who said it was going to be a job killer. He had statistics that say, no, it's going to actually improve the economy. I was wondering about the politics of this a little bit and the like, but I wanted to start with the reality of it. So where were you a couple weeks ago?
Oh, I was up in the Canadian Rockies at the Athabasca Glacier, which is in Jasper National Park.
Last chance to see sort of thing?
Well, that's the kind of thing. I mean, glaciers, we almost think of them now as endangered species. They're retreating everywhere. They're getting harder to see. Glacier National Park in the United States, I think the last glacier there is supposed to disappear in about 2030. That's not too far away. Up in British Columbia and Alberta, there are thousands of glaciers, some of them very big and some of them very close to where you can see them. And there's a tour company up there that actually has these giant, they call them snow coaches, but they're basically like buses that actually drive you up onto the top of the glacier, which you're standing there on this incredible ice field with other glaciers coming down on either side. And it's actually a very sobering experience. Because you realize, these things are retreating. And for everyone in the world, but certainly for us in the Pacific Northwest, these things are they are our way of life.
In many ways, including the ways they help to hold in snow over the winter. I was thinking that there's a last chance to see tour coming to Washington State as well of glaciers that will be gone in the next 30 to 50 years. So in terms of the politics of this, is this something that the country is ready to embrace and could accomplish?
Well, there is, speaking of 2030, there is, again, a slow build to when these reductions in emissions have to occur. And there are a million reasons not to make these changes, but there are also many, many reasons to do them. One of the reasons not to do it is because maybe China won't. And so I was struck by the column in the New York Times today by Paul Krugman, who was talking about we will have no sort of standing to say you China should join us if we don't do it ourselves. And so for a great big reason for the United States to step forward on this is somebody has to lead on it. And, you know, we are number two for carbon emissions in the world. If we're going to talk to number one, we're going to have to set an example and we're going to have to be tough, you know, and fight some of the reasons not to do it.
And though it should be pointed out that though, yes, China is building coal plants, they are also leading the way in trying to come up with solar renewable technology, leading the way behind Germany, but leading the way to try to come up with their own economic changes so they could reduce their greenhouse gas and their terrible air pollution. Do you think cynicism is going to play a part here?
I do. I like the bold leadership from President Obama here. I think it's responsible. I think it sets a good example. And I think it reflects the reality that people forget, which is that we had zero regulations on carbon emissions from power plants until he announced these. That is unconscionable. And it is good that he acted to move in this direction. We'll have to see whether Congress fights it and whether these regulations come into effect. But there is a lot of cynicism about this. Ezra Klein put up a post on his new website, Vox, that said, well, the headline is 7 Reasons America Will Fail on Climate Change. Mm-hmm. So very cynical, very fatalistic post, but well argued. And in a way, I worry, however, that kind of fatalism and cynicism becomes yet another enemy of climate change. Climate change action. As Ezra Klein points out, if you wanted to weaponize an issue to make it unsolvable for our present culture, you would have this issue because it needs to be addressed, but you won't see the benefits necessarily in your lifetime. In fact, you will suffer some pain in your lifetime for the gain of your grandchildren, potentially, or your children. Human beings they haven't proven themselves great at doing that, at least in our culture. And then there is the lingering debate in some people's minds, which should really by now be put to rest, but exists. And then there's the expense and more. So this is already a very hard issue. And if you throw in fatalism on top of that, I fear that it becomes a very good escape hatch for people who just would rather not think about it.
Well, part of the problem is there's a branding issue, I think. Climate change sounds very vague. You don't really know what that means. The weather changes all the time, that kind of thing. It's hard for people. Global warming, and for some people, sounds almost like a positive. You know, I can plant palm trees. I can get a tan. And to me, being up on that glacier, you learn that only 2.5% of the fresh water in the world 2.5% of the water in the world is fresh water, and then 70% of that is locked up in glaciers and ice fields, and they're melting away. And you realize in the Pacific Northwest, you're talking about, you know, agriculture, the Columbia River, the Fraser River, fishing, power generation, all those things that make Washington a clean Washington state, like hydroelectric power.
Yeah, yeah,
it's in jeopardy.
Thanks to that.
Well, it seems to me that this is something a president does in a second term, because if you tried to do this in a first term, it would just alienate so many different states, voters in those states. So this is probably the right time. I bet there are some members of Congress that wish he would have waited till November.
Yeah, well, we heard
if you know what I mean.
Yeah, we heard some of those folks talking about the war on coal. But I think that the war against fatalism will be a better war to try to win. Joni Balter, Eli Sanders, Knut Berger, thanks again.
Thank you.
Thank you, Steve.
Thank you.
The Week in Review Extra on KUOW Seattle. I'm Steve Scher. Thank you.